Oh, hello everyone. Today I'm going to be reading another article from my Forbidden Texts, the Substack. I'm going to try to do one of these a month. This is an old article that I wrote on October the 24th, 2022. And looking back over this, I think it's interesting. I wrote this on the day that Rishi Sunak was installed as the leader of the Tories. Kind of an interesting one to look back on. And let me just read it in full. Before I get going, I'll remind everybody, do buy a course at the academic agency. And let's get going. Let me know what you make of this. It's called Stuck Inside of Hounslow with the Mobile Blues Again. The Mobile Blues Again. You'll see it's a pun. I am sitting in a Cafe Nero in Hounslow, waiting for my car to be serviced for its first MOT. If you don't know Hounslow, at least half of the people here are South Asians of one kind or another. There's a large mosque as you come into the town. Boarded up and closed churches decay alongside abandoned pubs like this one. You can see there Lord Palmerston, once the Prime Minister, the imperialist Prime Minister of the late 19th century. Sad to look. It's sad. Moment for the UK. Rishi Sunak looks like he's being schemed into power as the permanent political class on both sides of the aisle celebrate the ascension of the first British Asian PM. It is as if, with the ousting of first Boris Johnson and then Liz Truss, the elites are doing everything in their power to prove correct the thesis of my book, The Populist Delusion. Buy it now. A globalist coronation for a smug banker billionaire. What better way to demonstrate the total dominance of the organized minority over the disorganized mass? The only hope to stop this, and that is fading fast as we speak, is for big bum Penny Mordaunt herself, a woke, trans-loving globalist praised by Bill Gates and Tony Blair to attract 100 MPs to back her by 2 p.m., as if to increase the level of naked absurdity, Sir Keir Starmer is now taking lessons in government from the Dark Lord himself, Tony Blair. Anyway, while I was here in Hounslow, waiting for the garage to call, I jotted down and tweeted out some observations, which I will reproduce below. Halal meat, savers, pound shop, Iceland, closed down, Betfred, casino, closed down, hookah, mocktail bar, Paddy Power, British Heart Foundation, closed down. The despair of this high street is something. Men with no shoes, sitting outside Greggs, imam in a hat, counting his money to send abroad. Men in doorways, wasted on drugs, scavenging for last night's KFC, men queuing like deepest India at agency for work, asylum case, ape faces, imp faces, angry dog faces, heavy sullen ox faces, decamped to Wetherspoons, maintained as a time warp, old glass booths, photo of Hounslow from 1905, better days. I order impossibly cheap breakfast, machine, self-service, flat white, bald head, ox face, talks to fat gut, Adidas bottoms about Arsenal fixtures, TVs beaming out Sunak. Ox face has just gone and put his first bet on the dogs for the day, while Adidas has just ordered his third pint that I've seen. It's 9:54 a.m. Ox face getting into it. It's all a conspiracy, man. Lining each other's pockets. The state of it. Not even English. Remember, Johnson wasn't English born either. She had more guts than him. That Penny is one of them too. It's all a joke. Considering going over. Things are looking particularly bleak here in the UK. Bleaker even than Hounslow High Street. Those men in the pub have no champions whatsoever. Labour has abandoned them. the Tories have abandoned them as Nigel Farage sips another pint like Toad of Toad Hall and repeats Thatcherite mantras from the 1980s. We have long known this, but now all pretenses are dropped. Full-spectrum dominance for the Blairites has been achieved. The global ruling class has delivered a perfect shutout of populism in Britain on a scale not even dreamt of by elites in the USA or Europe, which is all the more remarkable because Britain had a left-wing populist insurgency, Jeremy Corbyn, as well as a right-wing one, Brexit. Now both Corbynism and Brexit are dead, just as Blair himself has wanted and vocally called for since 2016. The elites no longer care if they rule over a prosperous nation or the ashes. The prospect of meaningful politics in a place like Hounslow is utterly defeated. Remember that atomization and demoralization are the 101 tools in the globalist playbook. Blair was elected in 2001 with the lowest turnout since 1918. Alistair Campbell and Peter Mandelson interpreted that as contentment in their rule and proof of their mandate of heaven. It also looks like Starmer is already playing Blair containment strategy by condemning the climate activists who are desecrating world-famous artworks while the Tories implode. Now we pray for Peter Hitchens' dream that all this destroys the Tory party forever, but I wouldn't bet on it. Deep betrayal is in the DNA of the Conservatives. A detailed look at the career of their founder, Sir Robert Peel, reveals a man utterly bereft of principle, save, as Brooks Adams once put it, an instinct for the stronger power. They've survived worse than this in the past, but prayers for unlikely scenarios is all we have left, because that is all the powerless have. We are probably further away from clearing them out now than we have been at any point in post-war history. The only words of comfort I have, not that they will be much comfort, is that all empires must die in the end. All right, let me know what you think. It was a short piece. See you tomorrow, folks. If you liked this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.